Hi, my name is Mariam Gharavi. I'm from Students for Justice in Palestine, and I was also one of the 79 people arrested. Sure, M-A-R-Y-A-M, last name G-H-A-R-A-V-I. I'm a third year undergraduate. At a time when two-thirds of Hebron is currently occupied by Israeli tanks and soldiers, when Israeli soldiers continue to debilitate the already devastated Palestinian population, we recognize that this is not a war between two equivalent sides, but a conflict of one of the world's most powerful armies, backed by the wealthiest nation in the world, against a largely defenseless population, most of whom are children under the age of 15. American-supplied attack helicopters and tanks are used against a people who have already endured what will in a few short years become the longest military occupation in modern history. Students for Justice in Palestine has gone on the record to state that we deplore the killings of all civilians, Israeli and Palestinian. We recognize that Palestinians have a right to exist, resist the occupation and the ongoing theft of their land from the construction of illegal Israeli settlements and Israel-only bypass roads. Both Israelis and Palestinians have a right to a secure existence. There is one way and one way only, and that is the end to the U.S.-backed occupation. The academic mission of the university, we believe, is to foster an atmosphere free of intimidation in which students organize and protest freely against injustice, to bring criminal charges against activists who engaged in nonviolent civil disobedience is reprehensible and unconscionable. Before we dedicate more memorials like the Free Speech Movement Cafe to the cause of free speech, we call on the university to remove its repressive sanctions against peaceful protesters that betrays Berkeley's history. Thank you.
You guys are planning another protest on Thursday, correct?
Thursday, May 2nd is the date of our next protest.
The university says you can't do that because you're right now you're on suspension.
We're telling the university that to quell the voice of dissent at this point would be much like Bush's war on terrorism. In fact, Berdahl is actually using the zero tolerance policy rhetoric of the president. And I think that's unacceptable. And we're definitely going to be speaking louder. Look, the incursions on Palestinians in Israel is only getting worse and worse by the day. And for us to stop right now, I think, is just being complicit. Berdahl has also urged campus activists not to take sides, and I'm using quote, take sides. The point is, to not take sides is to be implicit in the actions that are going on and to be complicit with the university's $6 billion holdings in Israel.
What do you think is going to happen on Thursday if you have a demonstration and they say you can't have it? You're talking about a confrontation.
Well, when we tabled on Monday, they came out with a freshly typed letter telling us that the suspensions were going to be worsened. I don't know what's worse than suspending a political group on campus, but we're willing to take that risk. And they can't suspend us without a court hearing, and we're willing to go all the way.